Just a little aggravated, following procedure, and but I feel with the 48 hours of treatment and just being cautious.
Why'd you list Lacy as questionable even though he hasn't practiced?
You know, Eddie Lacy's situation, frankly, I thought that there's a really good chance for him to practice today, you know, based on the his diagnosis after the game, and it's, you know, but once again, you know, our doctors are going through the procedures and trusting the information. So we still have time, and, you know, the doctors are in charge of evaluating, go through the protocol, and I know Eddie wants to play, so we'll see what happens.
Is it, I can't remember, if being a rookie, is that kind of unusual that you would give a rookie a chance to practice or a chance to play without practicing?
Well, it's not ideal. It's not ideal for a rookie to go through the week without any preparation and then playing the game. No question about it. I'm not excited about it. But also, you know, we want 46 players that we feel give us the best chance to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. And when the plan was put together on Monday and Tuesday, Eddie Lacy was part of that plan based on the information given by the medical staff. So, but if that's not the case, I mean, it's always a medical decision first. You have secondary plans, and we've done that. But the primary plan was Eddie was part of the thinking.
I'm sorry. I should probably know this. I should probably know this. But if you were to call on Phil from the practice squad, would you have to do it Saturday? You'd have to,
correct.
So you'd have to make the call on Eddie tomorrow before, right?
Absolutely.
Anything else? Is it going to be the same kind of, without getting like too much of the same sort of rotation and head safety with McMillan and Banjo and kind of splitting snaps there? And is that, I mean, kind of what you did last week? Is that kind of what you're leaning toward?
It'll be similar. You know, once again, Cincinnati's offense has a lot to say about how you distribute your defensive personnel.
What did you think of James last week as the pass protection back?
James Starks?
Yeah.
I thought he did a nice job. I thought he played well. You know, we have game balls that we hand out on Fridays, and there's some specific game balls that are, well, pretty much all of them are voted on by the coaching staff, and James received one of them. So, and a big part of the emphasis of the running back position is to be a three-down player, and I thought he did that, and, you know, I thought he did a nice job in third down.
Mike, has Morgan gotten worse, or are you just not messing
up? I'd say Morgan's kind of stayed the same as what the training staff is telling me.
Mike, I realize the first 2 weeks you're playing different types of quarterbacks, but mm-hmm. this week and maybe going forward, do you feel like you can turn the pass rushers loose a little bit more?
Well, I mean, once again, I don't know why in God's name we'd even talk about that in the paper, you know, based on what our pass rush plan is. But let's be real here, too. Andy Dalton is a good athlete. I mean, we're acting like he's going to stand back here and we're going to rush right at him. I mean, that's not the case. And plus the fact that there's diversity on offense with the – as far as their scheme, they run the football. They have play action pass within play action pass. It's QB movement. So, you know, this isn't all. Football's not played on a chessboard. So we need to get after the passer, whether we're in a jet rush or we're a transition rush. It doesn't matter. That's excuse football. So whatever our assignment is, when they're passing the ball, whether we're rushing or we're in pass coverage, we need to get that done. Thank
you. Feel
you good?
I'm sorry. What do you
believe? I thought you said one more 4 questions ago. I'm fine.
I think he said. Nobody's asking questions. He's on the other side of that, in terms of your run defense, do you feel pretty good about the way you come out of the gate here? And I'm just wondering how much. You guys were the best in the league when Johnny was here. I'm just wondering how much he's factored into that.
I mean, Johnny Jolly brings a lot to the table. Good, really good, tough football player. But you know his personality. His demeanor, his approach, how he's respected in the locker room brings a lot to us. So and I think it was very evident that when Johnny was given this opportunity to come back, you know, you couldn't help but to root for him. And he's had to earn it. He's had to earn every step of the way. Nothing's been given to him. But he's definitely made an impact.